Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Ches, and on Ches Lama Beis on top, the Gemara makes a comment that we're going to use as a jumping point. The Gemara here is talking about where one has a mavui, and to the back of the mavui there is another area, whether it's a rechava, whether it's a other type of semi-private area, and then that goes into the street. So the Gemara talks about if the mavui is totally open into the backyard, and the yard in the back has walls a little bit on the sides of the mavui, so it could see walls going into the mavui, but the mavui cannot see walls going into it. So it's usher to carry in the mavui, but it's mutter to carry in that rechava, in that back area. And the Gemara says that it applies where the door, the openings of the mavui and the street are not lined up with each other, where it's zeh shelo keneged zeh. But if it's zeh keneged zeh, so then it would be a problem. And that's why you have two different sources, why you have a brisa and you have the shita of Rab. And then the Gemara says on top of Ches Lama Beis. But according to Rabba, who says zeh keneged zeh asur, if they're opposite each other, it's also it's asur ha derab my mukila bezeh shelo keneged zeh tarti lamali. So Rab's case where it's mutter, so why would you need Rab to say that? We already know that from the earlier tarti lamali. So the Gemara goes into, you might have thought imi hasan havi nahani mi lizrok, maybe it's only Rishos Yachad regarding zrika inside of a lataltel emalo. Maybe you wouldn't have that status lataltel. Kamash Malan, maybe we would say it would not be mutter. Kamash Malan, Rav says even that is mutter, even Lataltel. But it's interesting, it says Tarti Lumali. Tarti Lumali is usually used by, if you have a Mishnah and a Brisa, or you have two Brises, what do you need Tarti Lumali? Here, Tarti Lumali is used for the Brisa and Rav. Brisa and Rav. So Rav is used as on the level of a brisa. So that, of course, is the line that the Gemara says in a number of places, Rav Tanu Upalik. Rav is Nechshev Tana and could argue. So what exactly does that mean? He can argue. So there's a comment of Reb Elchanan in the name of Reb Chaim that will start us off. Right? We're going to talk about the status of Tanoim, the status of Amoraim, and Rav, who is somewhere in the middle. So if you look at Reb Elchanan at the end of Bava Basra, Tof Reish Lamed Gimel, Reb Elchanan quotes the Gemara there, Amar Rav, Ein Halacha Lo K'Rabbi Yehuda V'Lo K'Rabbi Yochanan, Upirish Rashbam, Rav Tana Upalik. Rav Tana Upalig, right? That's what we know. Rav could say whatever he wants because he was on the border. Tosfos and Ksupas on Nafches says Rabbi Yochanan argues on this principle. So ask Rabbi Elchanan to his Rabbi Reb Chaim, since we paskin whenever there's a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav himself would say he's allowed to argue. Rav Tana Upalig. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of that. So him came Svirle de Rav Einotana. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that Rav is the status of a Tana. V'lo yuchalak lo gal Tanaim. So he wouldn't be able to argue on Tanaim because he does not hold of Rav Tana Upalig. And therefore, Heich paskin and hacha huch zakarav negad a mishnah. Exactly, we pass like Rav over a mishnah. Rav is not a tana according to Rabbi Yochanan. You don't say Rav tana upali. But davar zeh shalti mikvod mori v'rabbi agon Reb Chaim alevi zatzalmi brisk the heishiv. So I ask this to Reb Chaim and says Reb Yochanan the following yisod in the name of Reb Chaim. Tebe emes gam amora yesh bekocho lachol galtana. Really, an amora is able and allowed to argue on a tana. What about every daf and shas? Every daf and shas we ask, how can he say this? There's a mishnah against him, there's a brisa against him. It sounds like pashtus of Gemara that you're not allowed to. Whom yishum da amora eino cholik altana. It's because an amora wouldn't, but not couldn't. Vilu yada divrei atana lo haya cholik alav. He wouldn't. Yeah, but where we know he does befeirish, ef shali yosa lachak gemoso. It's possible that lachak could be like him. V'nira muchach kein mimashin nam Reb Chanan adds, and it's muchach mimashin imso v'gemara b'kam makomos shamar amaram shalom al mishnah. We in the mishnah amaram say, oh, this isn't reliable. What do they mean? This isn't reliable. So they're allowed to change that. They're allowed to say it's inferior. Either way, this is Reb Chaim's comment that really amaram can argue on tanoim. So even if you say you don't hold the Rav Tanu Palig, Rav would be able to, and with others we would even pass him like Rav over. And he doesn't quote it there, but that's how one understanding of the Kesef Mishneh reads. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, the second paragraph of Hilchos Mamrim, Bezdin Gadol, Shadar Shubachas Ben Amidos, Kfimah Shinira Beinayim Shadin Kach, if a bezin in a certain time period darshins based on the yugim midos and they darshin a certain din the donu din the yom alachrayim bezin acher v'nir lo tam acher l'storoso, and then a bezin gets up and wants to be soser the din hariz a soser v'don k'fi mashenir be'enav. They can contradict and they can judge based on what the later bezin understands. Shnei amar l'shoved asher yia v'yamim ahem. You go by the Bezdin in your door. That's what the Rambam says. You go by the Bezdin in your door. Says the Kesef Mishnah there. If that's true, what the Rambam says, that every Bezdin that darshes based on the Gimel Midos, you can associate the din from the previous generation. Similar question that Rabbi Chanan asked Rabbi Chaim. The Kesef Mishnah asks, V'im tomar, im kein, amaylo pligi, amoroi, atanoi. Why do you have every daf in shas that you have to ask a kasha on an amora from a tana source? V'imlo yomar kein kashale. Ukfidiver Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, harishus nesuna lehem lachok al divrei tanoim. So how do you read Gemara? Every Gemara is, it sounds like the assumption is that they can't. So how do you read that if the Rambam says that every bezin can make up their own rules? Again, specifically by Yud Gimel Midos. It's not by Xerus, not by other types of dinim, as we will see. V'ef Shalomar, says the Rambam. V'ef says the Kesef Mishnah. V'ef Shalomar, and it's possible to say, Shemiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaRishonim, Lo Yechalku Al HaRishonim. It's possible that from the day that the Mishnah was sealed, they accepted that the later generations wouldn't argue. V'chein asu gam b'chazimas ha-gemara, and the same thing when the Gemara was closed. Shem yom shenechtem alo nitem rishus la shum adam lachlok aleha. Rishus was not given. What does that mean? So you can read this as wouldn't, not couldn't. They accepted not to argue on earlier. Could they when push comes to shove? Yes. They could. That's how Reb Chaim would read this Kesef Mishnah. But they wouldn't because of the cover that they had for the Rishonim. The Chazon Ish does not read the Kesef Mishnah like this. The Chazon Ish assumes that the Kesef Mishnah is saying that they wouldn't because they couldn't. Because they accepted not to, because they knew that they wouldn't get to the emes like the previous generations. Says the Chazon Ish there at the beginning of Hilchos Ma'amrim and the Likutim. Ha emes bazeh, shedar sha'achar mishnah roas miyot halavavos, neged bali mishnah. They recognize their chisronos compared to the earlier bali mishnah. V'yadu lavetach, sheha emes v'olam ha'marishonim. And they knew that the emes would always be with the earlier generations. V'yacharei sheyadu amitas hadavar. And once they knew that, once they do that, they will never reach the MS like one of the Tanaim reached. So because of that, they weren't allowed to argue because they knew they wouldn't get to the MS. The ultimate goal of life, of Psak, is to get to the MS. So if they knew that they wouldn't get to the MS, they're not allowed to argue. V'hayurak shonim is called divrei atanoim shakadmum. V'gam, and he is, v'chasim yatalmud, batlu divrei amora, sh'omar machmas ha'alamas divrei atana. V'rak rav, v'rachav levavo, lo nisbatlu dvarav. V'chal, right, only rav. Rav would be zocha to the emes, and therefore his words wouldn't be batel. V'chal haskamoseihem, haya bashkachas habori yisbarach. And all of their haskamos of the tanoim were bashkachas Hashem, ubahofas ruach hakodesh. The Kfar Hiski, right, that we've spoken about that before. What does that mean? The Ravid in a few places says a lashon like that about Ruach HaKodesh. Kfar Hiski HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yadam Kedomar B'Metzia, it goes to Gemara B'Metzia Peiva, V'chein Ha'ya B'dar Shal Chasim Ezat Talmud. U'masha Kasim Maran Shekiblu Kain, and now he quotes the Kesef Mishnah. That which the Kesef Mishnah says that they accepted, Lo Tova V'Chesed Asim Ori Shonim. This wasn't like just being nice. They accepted not to do it. Covet. This is not just covet, says the Chazon Ish. Eloha Emes Chiev Otam. The MS obligated them to do this. How could you ever argue if you always know that the MS with the early generations? That turns into an Isser, that you can't. Every principle of Torah was already revealed at that point. Everything is already alluded to in the Tanaim's words. There's no important yisod that's going to come out after the days of the Tanaim. Where does the Chazon Ish get this from? This could be a way of reading the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Sadi Zayin is also the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first parak, where the Gemara quotes the Tana Deve Elio famous Gemara that the world is going to be 6,000 years long. Shesus alafim shana have alma. 6,000. Shnei alafim to, 2,000 years nothingness. Shnei alafim Torah. 2,000 years of Torah. Shnei alafim yemos hamashiach. 2,000 years yemos hamashiach. And the question is, fine, the first 2,000 years were to. Why is that? So a number of Mepharshim say, because Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, and he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain level when he was 52 years old, so that's the end of Tov. 2000 was the year where Avraham Avinu started spreading the word of God. What about the year 4000? Therefore, Tov stopped and Torah started. What about the year 4000? So Torah stopped and Yemos HaMashiach started, the potential days that Mashiach could come. So Rashi says there in Sanhedrin is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean that Torah stopped, it just means that there was another element added on to Torah, and that is potential Yemos HaMashiach. Right? That's how Rashi reads this Gemara. Va'aydi da'amar shnei alafim tohu, kamar shnei alafim Torah. V'lo shetich la'Torah achar shnei alafim. Not that the Torah was stopped at any way after 2000. But if you look in the Marsha and that Gemara, or if you look in the Torah Tamima, in Bereishis Perek Yud Beis, they say no. What happened around the year 4000? That was about right around the time of the Chasimas HaMishnah. Exactly what the Chazon Ish just said. A certain level or type of Torah, the Yesodos of Torah, were finished at that moment. V'nira lafarish ha'dvaram kipashton, says the Maharsha. Ki be'emes achar shegalu Yisrael galus gemura, ein b'hem Torah. Once we went into Galus, and 150 years or so after the Churban, there was no Torah anymore. Kidachsiv malka v'sareah b'goyim ein Torah, mikol makom. Kufay nevei shonim achar b'yisheni, mikri yadayim yeshos Torah. But for 172 years after the Churban, it was still considered years of Torah. Ki oz hayu dor ha-tanoim. The Tanoim were still Rabbi Akiva. V'yadayin lo nizdal delo ha-yeshivas. Arachar shemes Rabbi. Once Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, v'gavar ha-galus v'rabo ha-tzaris, v'kalu yemei Torah. That's when Torah did not finish by Churban. It was 170 plus years after the Churban, and that's when Torah, so to speak, stopped. Umisham ve'elech v'itocha galus v'atzaros kol v'cholos ozman roi lava Mashiach v'imei chevle Mashiach mikri. So if you say that, then this is a remez already in Chazal that the Chasimas HaMishnah is a halachic stage, like the Chazal says, and one cannot argue. Again, against Reb Chaim, and against maybe the Pashas of that Kesef Mishnah. This was regarding the Mishnah. Same discussion we have, and we find regarding the Gemara, regarding the Chasimas HaGemara, right? Like a Tana Amorim, whether they can argue on Tanoim, and what about post-Gemara, Ge'onim and Rishonim arguing on the Gemara. So that is a diak that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Torah of the Rambam. The Rambam there talks about the concept of Misora. He goes through all 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu until Ravina and Ravashi, really Ravashi, and he goes through the whole level. Going backwards, Ravashi, Rava, Rabba, Ravuna, goes back, and in the Tanaim. And even earlier, the biblical figures, Elisha, Elio, Achia, David, Shmuel, Eli, Pinchas, Yeshua, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes all the way back. Wonderful, amazing history. The question is, why'd the Rambam stop? Why'd the Rambam stop at Ravashi? Right, if you look at the Me'iri Sakdama to Pirkei Avos, he goes all the way. Goes all the way down to his generation. But the Rambam stopped. Why the Rambam stopped? Says Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter quotes this in Nefesh HaRav, Da Rambam lo ba litein kan pratim shel historia ba'alma. The Rambam is not just giving a history lesson. Ela lefared is ba'alei ha-mesora. Al pidin, shal pidin is taima ha-tkufa shel mesiras Torah shebal peh, v'ravina v'ravashi. There was a certain level and type of Torah shebal peh that was transferred through the times of the Gemara, and at the end of the Gemara it finished. Ravina Vashi, the end. Right? There's a line in Bamitzia that is merames to this. The Ramah quotes in Choshe Mishpan and Simen Chafei that a Dayan could paskin however he wants as long as he is not arguing on the Gemara. Yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, Dimnir Ladayan of Levnei Doro, Mikoch Rayos Mukrachos. If a certain generation, the Rabbanim of that generation, through strong proofs, figure out she'ein adin kamoshuska poskin that they argue on what's written in the previous generations. Yachol achol galav, you can argue, right? We find certain very independent thinkers poskin throughout generations that sometimes go against everybody from beforehand. Rav Adi Yosef sometimes went against. Rav Asher Weiss sometimes goes against. again, earlier, recent generations. It's not against the Gemara. That's the Rambam's lashon. Since it's not in the Gemara, so efshar lachlok. Where does that come from? So the Gra on that Siman Choshe Mishpat, Siman Chafei quotes Diala Gemara ein Rishus Lahosif the Lola Groa Chol Shekin Lachlok. You can't add on or take away one iota, one letter of the Gemara. Kamo Shekasa, and he quotes the Gemara in Bamitzia in a totally different context. Ravina Veravashi Sof Hora. That's it. You can't argue. And therefore, the Chasimas HaTalmud, even if you want to say that there's a question about Amoram arguing on Tanoim, Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, Rishonim arguing on Gemara, that seems pretty clear. That seems pretty clear. But the Chasimas HaTalmud, everyone who lived after that, is in a different league. Right, the Noda Bihuda even alludes to this in a tshuva that's totally about a different topic, but the Noda Bihuda writes in Eben Ezer Tinyana Simenayin Tess, when he was asked about one of his Talmidim, that his daughter was going out with someone whose name was the same as the father. So the father and the son-in-law would have the same name. So is that a problem? So the Noda Bihuda notes that that's based on a passage in the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Da Talmidi Achaviv, V'yudvar Me'eluch HaKuchim Aluach Li Bechel Izikaron. Remember and have this engraved on your heart, HaKlal HaGadol, this klal, and this is what's important for our sukkah. She'ein l'chol chachamim, she'achar ha-talmud, reshus lo mar dover negen ha-talmud. Any rabbi who lives after the Gemara does not have reshus to argue against anything in the Gemara. The omer dover listar kutso yud midivri ha-talmud, lo yechashi v'chol chach me'yisrael. And anyone who argues even an iota on the Gemara, he's not one of the chachamim. If he does that, then he's not following the rules. V'yamnam. So problem is, what do you do when you find one of the great Baalei Masorah who argue on the Gemara, who seem to argue on the Gemara? Anam, k'sha'anu motzim echan michach me'yisrael, ha'muchzak b'torah u'b'yira. Belief suffix. So if he's a faker, okay, he's a faker, but what if he's not a faker? What if you know he's one of the Baalei Masorah, and he's still saying something against the Gemara? So what do you? How do you view that? Shekasa b'sefer divrei dvar ha'soser l'divrei ha'talmud, chayav imanu l'mashchuni nafshin, l'taris dvar. We have to figure out a way to reinterpret his words. Shlo diber rak l'shah. Either he didn't mean it, or he was just giving like a horasha. Ola mishpacha, he wasn't saying it for halacha, but he just said it for his family. Pratis v'divrei ha'talmud heman al klal. The Gemara is talking about the general, Klal Yisrael. And this posek was saying it just for himself, for his family. And that's what you have to say here. Because if you look in the Tzav, Rabbi Yehuda Achaz's Tzava, there are a number of quote-unquote minhagim halachas that go against the Gemara. Shekimat asur lanu l'shomam. You're not allowed to listen to. Kihu omer shalo yisad v'azachoso. He says you're not allowed to marry your niece. Ubi Gemara amru, the Gemara Yivama says it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. Hu omer shalo yisa avu b'no shtei achios. A father and a son should not marry two sisters. For Rav Papa u'b'no nasu shtei bano shalabu surah. And Rav Papa and his son did that. Hu omer, he says that two brothers should have married two sisters. And the Gemara tells us in Brachas, shmonim zuga achim kohanim, nasu shmonim zuga achis kohanos. So you find many examples. V'chayotzi b'zeh v'savahi. V'im haya hachasim mitzavet savah zu l'chol Yisrael. If this would really be his Shulchan Aruch, hara yusoser l'divrei ha-talmud. V'ya aser lanu l'kabel d'rav klal. And you wouldn't be able to listen to him because he wouldn't be one of the Baalei Masorah. But rather, what must you say? And that's what's important for us, because see, that's his assumption. You can't argue on the Gemara. So what does he say here? He only meant the Tzava for his descendants. He saw in Ruach HaKodesh that his descendants would not succeed spiritually in these types of unions. And with this, he's not so to the Divrei HaTalmud, because that's for the Klal, the Divrei HaChassid Ila Prat Fachada. And then he quotes something else, but either way, the assumption is what's important for us. It says even a Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, the Briska Rav, quotes Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, Briska Rav in Pashas Veschana. We know the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, very scary Mishnah. If somebody forgets anything, they're Chayav Misa. Kol Hashocheach Davar Echad Mi Mishnaso Maale Alav Akasav Kiilu Mischayav Benafsho. If anyone forgets something from his learning, it's Kiilu Ischayav Misa. Based on the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, Raki Shamar Lachosh Ronafshcha Ma'o, be careful, Pentishka Chazavam Shavroi Necha V'chulu. Says the Briska Rav, the name of Chaim Yivalazhin, that doesn't apply to us. We have to try to remember whatever we can, but it doesn't apply to us. It applies to those who lived Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gemara, when Torah Shabbat Peh was crucial, and if you didn't remember it, it would be gone forever. Be gone forever. Our learning, okay, we should try to remember whatever we can, but it's not going to be gone forever. But that's what the Brisker Rav says. Bina shocheyad avarecha yishon lo zekoy al rishonim shalomdu bal peh. The ikar asar hi atorah shebal peh. Vizeo tamon bimishnaso. The hainu torah shebal peh. Aval acher shekfar nechtam ha-talmud v'nitzcha kabbalah shetorah shebal peh. Ish bi piyish. That was a certain stage that it's a different type of learning. Shuv ein ze bechlal sheikh avarecha bimishnaso. Is that his Mishnah? It's the world's Mishnah, it's the Jews' Mishnah. So that's why it would be different. So again, we see here stages of the Mesorah, Bizban HaTalam, Bizban HaMoroim. There's even a discussion in the Rush in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalid, Halacha Vav. What about when it comes to Gaonim? Do the Gaonim represent a separate stage? That's a machlok, as he quotes from between the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. But again, this is something that we have to recognize. We had a shiur a number of months ago about Niskatnu Hadoros. Right, this is a similar idea, a related topic to that one. Okay, well, to stop here, again, stages of the halachic Mesorah.